His Check on Stories we're following for you on Robin Hood Radio. John Richard Jack Murtaugh passed away April 25th at St. Francis Hospital after a brief illness. The husband of Deborah Lee Murtaugh, besides his wife, Jack is survived by his six children, Brian and wife TJ of Sharon, Scott of Torrington, Melissa and husband George of Kent, Jason and wife Hillary of Cohoes, New York, Jeff of Torrington, Connecticut, Matt of Canaan, Connecticut, his eight grandchildren, Lauren, Robert, Karen, Danielle, Sabrina, Brooke, Caden, and Emma. He's also survived by his many brothers and sisters in the Sharon Fire and Ambulance Department. Calling hours will be held at the Sharon Firehouse on Friday, May 3rd, from 4 till 8 p.m. A massive Christian burial will be celebrated at St. Bernard's Catholic Church in Sharon on Saturday, May 4th at 11. Memorial contributions can be made to the Sharon Fire Department and or the Sharon Volunteer Ambulance Squad, P.O. Box 357 Sharon 06069. Kenny Funeral Home in Sharon has care of the arrangements. Ankrum Roadside Cleanup Week runs through this Sunday, May 5th. Trash bags, ties, and rubber gloves will be provided. They're located in the Ankrumdale Post Office Community Room. Please tie bags with the bright colored tape to mark and leave them along the major roads by the Ankrum Highway Department. If you leave bags or smaller side roads or find large objects requiring a truck for pickup, contact them at 518-329-6190 so they know where to look. You can also drop bags off directly at the Town Garage, 32 Maple Lane in Ankrumdale. Use caution when working alongside busy roads and wear brightly colored clothing so motorists can see you. Salisbury Board of Education has a meeting coming up. That is tonight at 5:30 at the Elementary School Library. Also tonight, a budget hearing for 2019-20 in North Canaan comes up at 7:30 at North Canaan Town Hall. Throughout the month of April, Great Barrington Fire District Water Department is conducting their spring fire hydrant flushing program. It runs between 8 and 3. The procedure is necessary to remove sediment buildup from water mains and to assure hydrants are in good working order. Kent Board of Education has their regular meeting coming up on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Food Truck Ordinance Committee meeting in North Canaan happening Wednesday at 7 o'clock. The Zoning Board has their regular meeting in Dover, New York. That will be held on Wednesday at 7 o'clock as well. Special Planning and Zoning meeting in Salisbury happening on Thursday, May 2nd, 4:30, upstairs meeting room of Salisbury Town Hall. Planning Board meeting is coming up for Ankrum on May 2nd at 7 p.m. Budget hearing on Friday at 7 o'clock at Kent Town Hall will be followed by a special town meeting with appropriation for the Kent streetscape improvements. By the way, the referendum vote on that will be May 17th in the town of Kent. That'll look at our calendar of meetings in communities in our tri-state region. Hotchkiss Library celebrate Children's Book Week at the library Wednesday, May 1st, 3:30 to 4:30. 3:30 to 4:30 snacks and stories with Mrs. Robin. Create your own bookmarks. More information, hotchkisslibrary.org. Rolof Jansen Community Library invites the residents of Ankrum, Copaic, and Hillsdale to a series of community conversations. The first one coming up on Wednesday, 4 till 6 p.m., Taconic Hills High School Library, 73 County Route 11A in Craryville. The focus will be on what's important to residents. Conversations are not about the library, town business, or politics. Each conversation will be guided by the same set of 10 questions which will be asked by a conversation leader. Theater Fest at St. James Place in Great Barrington runs May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. New and original works by local and emerging playwrights. More information is available at 413-717-9219. There's a lot going on. It's supported by the Mass Cultural Art Week 2019. More information is available at stjamesplace.org. Viva La Femme, an evening of pampered indulgence, happens Friday, 5:30 till 9 p.m. at the Canaan, Connecticut VFW. All proceeds benefit AHA and Camp AHA at the North Canaan Elementary School. More information is available by calling 860-542-4030. Tickets are available at the door, but you can get them in advance and save yourself $5. The 34th Annual Sharon Classic Road Race and Family Festival to benefit Sharon Daycare happens Saturday, 9 until noon at the Sharontown Green. Kids have a fun run, age 2 to 4 and 5 to 7, and not quite a mile run for ages 7 through 12. And, of course, the big race for everybody else. More information is available at SharonClassic.org. Art at the Dump in Cornwall is on May 4th and 5th in the sand shed at the transfer station on Route 4. Artists will be displaying their works on Saturday. You're invited to bring your art there. There's no entry fee. 30% of the sales go to the Art Garage at Housatonic Valley Regional High School, unless otherwise designated. The show opens to the public at 10 a.m., goes to 4 p.m. on Saturday. Sunday hours are from 10 until noon. Copaic Grange will celebrate its place in the National Register. That distinction of being commemorated at the Copaic Grange will happen on Saturday at 11 a.m. At that time, a marker funded by the William G. Pomeroy Foundation will be unveiled. New York State Senator Daphne Jordan and Assemblymember Dee Dee Barrett will both be on hand to mark the occasion. Ancrumdale Presbyterian Church is holding a chicken barbecue on Saturday, takeout only, $15, pickup between 4:30 and 6 p.m. Kentucky Derby Special, put on by the Salisbury Rotary and Canaan Exchange Clubs, will happen on Saturday, and that happens at Noble Horizons, Cobble Road in Salisbury. The doors open at 4:30. Tickets are $25 per person in advance, $30 at the door. Tickets available from any Exchange Club or Rotary Club member. More information is available at 860-362-5005. Alexander Hushlov cello and Andreas Rosa on piano, a free and open concert at the Hotchkiss School, Esther Eastman Music Center on Saturday at 7 p.m. Boy Scout Troop 8 is holding its annual Run to the Hills on Sunday. All races start and finish at the Salkill Firehouse. Water stops on the 5K, 10K course. See course routes at the website. By the way, more information is available at troop0008.org/R2H. Well, the final benefit brunch coming up at the Interlaken this coming Sunday will support the Foreign Travel Club at Housatonic Valley Regional High School. More information is available at 860-435-9878. Salisbury Congregational Church and Norfolk United Congregational Church present Elijah with the Salisbury Festival Chorus and the Salisbury Sinfonietta, Jack Bowman conductor. It'll be held on Sunday at 3 o'clock at Salisbury Congregational Church. No charge. Donations are appreciated. Meanwhile, Gospel Fest happens on Sunday at the Elfers Hall at the Esther Eastman Music Center at Hotchkiss School. Gospel choirs of Hotchkiss School will host the Gospel Fest, now in its 18th year. All are welcome. Gospel choirs from other boarding schools, include Westover, South Kent, and Miss Porter schools, will also perform, along with the Litchfield Congregational Youth Choir. More information, hotchkiss.org/arts. At the Hotchkiss Library in Sharon on May 5th, inside the Supreme Court, Who's Next? What's Next? A talk by Stephen Wormia. That is at 4 p.m. on Sunday. Also on Sunday, the Christ Church Episcopal in Sharon spends springtime together at 4 p.m. Christ Church. The youngest singers of the chorus, Angelicus, and Berkshire Children's Choirs will be performing. No tickets are necessary. A free will donation will be taken. Renowned Mexican guitarist Gil Gutierrez will play at St. John's Episcopal Church in Salisbury on Sunday at 7 p.m., Cinco de Mayo. His friend Bob Stern, a violinist, will also be performing. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 26,543.33, the NASDAQ at 8146.40, and the S&P 500 at 2939.88. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.